Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I think Vinny's tired. Let's be quiet.
No, I'm good. I'm happy.
Do that.
I drove in through snow today, you guys. Nothing to see here, Bryn. Move it along. Thank you.
So
I read about the snow. Oh, and I saw it on the TV.
What's happening right now?
Well, Vinny, I think Vinny needs some extra love. Should I go spoon with him?
Yeah, maybe. You should, actually.
Well, I'm going to go spoon. I smell nice today. I'm going to go spoon with him.
When I came in.
Don't take a picture.
There's a screen.
What kind of screen?
Just one of the, I don't know, monitors in here. And it was facing toward Vinny.
You can
Vinny,
get in here.
And he goes, oh.
That's my screen.
How are you
going
to make that? No, that's not your screen.
That's why he's laying in front of it, time. Vinny.
Oh. Well, I'm
oh, my God. Everything's going to break.
I got you.
Well.
What happened? I can't see anything.
You should come in here. I don't even know if I can describe it. It's. I'm pretty sure they're about to break the desk. If you're watching the show at radioalice.com/watch, you're probably confused too. There's some kind of two people laying on a desk together. We're off to a roaring start, everyone.
This doesn't make any sense though. Because there's a screen there?
Because he doesn't want you to turn the screen back to you.
Oh.
He's blocking the screen.
Can't even see the screen.
You also can't do your job when you're laying down like that.
I was fine until you guys started. Anyway, I drove in snow today. Where's your mic?
Yeah, get your mic over there.
Never mind. No.
Can you turn his mic on, Sarah?
It's on. Oh, it's not on?
They must have laid on it
or
whatever.
Well, they are laying on the desk.
Okay.
Do we have some video?
Yeah. This is on my story because I can send you the video too.
All right. Yuzi, are you sure you're done cuddling with Vinny? Okay.
The things I'll go through to have a screen and a button.
Yeah. We should just get him a button that he can press and it does something different every time. Like, we'll just make some random sound.
Anyway.
Do you pull that move with your girlfriend? You did that one thing on my butt.
I don't know what.
You moved my butt right into you.
It was
funny.
You pulled her tight. Well,
yeah, and I thought, like, you know how your husband does certain things, like to move you in or whatever.
Yeah.
But I thought, oh, that must be one of his moves.
I don't even know. Clearly it
it's just
is.
So natural.
Yeah.
No.
It just happens.
Here's where you go. Anyway.
Am I allowed to talk about what was in my inbox this morning?
What was in your inbox?
Something from somebody that you know.
Dun dun da dun.
Oh.
Dun dun da da.
She sent it.
Yeah, I already bought you your wedding gift.
I did too.
Oh.
How about
you,
Yuzette?
Shut up! I didn't even get my invite. That bitch.
What? It's in your Gmail.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was gonna say it's probably went to my bounce back the other email. You know, we used to have.
Do you not
company
use the
here.
Gmail anymore?
Oh, I use it.
Okay, that's where it is.
Okay, great. So, but I'm reserving my room right now. The intern's doing it for me.
Oh, I need to do mine too.
Okay, well,
is there a special rate?
Nice
is there
room.
A special rate?
Oh, that's what we want to know. Was there a special rate? For
there's supposed
guests?
To be a special
so
rate.
So we'll just
yes.
reference their wedding and okay.
Yeah,
I believe there's a code, and if there's not a code, I saw her
I'll
making this thing that she's sent to you guys, and apparently it said. Temporarily, it said there will be a code in this space when it's given to us.
Oh.
So I don't know if she got the code and put it in or.
I see.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't look at anything about the rooms. I just went directly to the registry to see what they picked out.
I don't even. I actually
love that crap.
Oh, really?
I love to see what people pick out.
Well, I was
totally judgy.
Very much like, you know what?
So was I. When I was talking to Human, I go, really? What do they need? They have a whole home.
Yeah, well, that's, we're not,
we're well, they're not
kids.
Looking, you know, they're not looking for, right, China patterns or anything either, so. That, those days are over. Oh, some big basket I thought was adorable. I'm like, oh, God, I love that. I'm buying that.
One for me, too.
I can tell you that I wasn't part of any of that part.
Yeah. Oh. I got the wreath.
At all.
I got you the wreath.
A wreath from Target?
Yeah.
I didn't see one. I went to the Pottery Barn registry.
Anyway, everyone, the online, that's so
the wedding is on. It's all set.
Oh, my God.
So funny.
We're both having prime rib, John and I. I went for the prime rib.
Oh, what are the choices?
I picked chicken.
Prime rib, chicken.
Chicken's always safe.
Vegan.
Prime rib. Chicken's boring.
Hey, you guys did all this morning already?
Yeah. Hey. Hey. My inbox is
like, yes. I'm like, I'm going to pick my meal.
Can I ask a question about the vegetarian?
When did she send it?
I don't know. Sometime last night.
Can I ask a question about the vegetarian? Is there going to be mushrooms in the pasta? I don't like mushrooms on my pasta.
I was told that there was going to be a food tasting before we picked what we were serving. But apparently,
what happened with that?
Well, I think that she's like over it.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe there wasn't going to be a tasting. They were
or
like,
he wasn't invited.
Here's what we have. Oh, yeah, maybe she already went. She's like, yeah, I tasted it. It was all good. Fine. I went prime rib. I love prime rib.
I am busy.
Then,
I
love prime rib. Was there a section too, for or just a pill?
Oh. Or meal bar.
That's not available. Yeah, that's not available at the moment. You didn't get yours? Really?
Well, I was supposed to go to my work email, right? Uh-huh. No, I haven't gotten it.
Work.
There's another one.
Yeah. I think,
or maybe it's in junk.
I think she's getting bounced
Let me check my junk.
Check junk.
Yeah, check your junk. Check your junk,
check
man.
Check your junk. good one.
Thanks. I think it's, I want to say, because I got married in 93, for God's sake. And I want to say that our wedding invitations, my mom worked at like a wedding invitation print house.
Oh.
And so we got them for like half price or something. Mm-hmm. I still think they were like $300 or $400. So I love the paperless post thing.
I think it's nice. It's just when it gets lost, I don't like that.
Oh.
The paper one or the paperless one?
The paperless one.
Well, I put it right into the into my calendar, and then I can delete the thing. I don't know. And then there it is. Plus, I mean, we're not going to forget his wedding.
Like, oh, of course not.
It's fully in our face.
Daily. I think we should take 2 weeks off for a honeymoon.
Well, that's the question now.
It's not, though. I haven't had a chance to worry about that yet.
I'm thinking
yet.
The 2 weeks leading up to it. Because July 4th is
that's
the 2 days before, so so it'd be like we'd have the Thursday, Friday plus the next 2 weeks end with your your wedding.
Big bang.
Then we go back to work.
Okay. Well, and then also we'd be talking about your wedding right when we got back. We don't want to forget any of the details.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I can tell you this, it's gonna be a lot mellower and a lot plainer than probably you'd hope.
Oh,
no,
listen,
all
I want is to be with you guys and to party.
Yeah, that's all it's going to be.
Do some dancing. Oh, they asked for song requests, too.
I gave a couple. I gave three song requests.
Oh, I only did one.
What'd you request?
Despacito.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be
Brandon,
that's
are you DJing?
I haven't got any word. I haven't gotten invited yet.
Yeah, he's not even invited.
She doesn't listen to us daily, and we certainly haven't used shots regularly for a long time.
Yeah.
But she was there when we heard this song
Vegas,
at the party before we made it a regular thing on this show. And she's like, oh, we got to have shots. And I'm like, well, my people are going to lose their bleep when that comes on.
You should definitely make her a long list of songs that would be like, do the whole Friday montage. I mean, come on.
Oh, yes.
I picked
you. Oh, that one too.
That's not going.
That'd be a great first dance. You give me hope.
Good one, everyone.
I know.
650 says, happy year of the pig to my beautiful radio
family.
Yeah,
a pig.
Who makes every day a joy. Best wishes for a healthy, prosperous, meaningful new lunar year. Love you all. OFCHYGL. And a cute little picture with a pig.
Hey, so you're born in the year of the pig?
That's correct.
I'm year of horse.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's lucky. Pigs are lucky. Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes. It reminds me that I'm turning 36 this year. I'm like,
oh,
dang, you are?
You're at the 12.
How many? 12s?
20, every 12, you know, because there's 12 signs.
Yes.
animals, I guess.
I turned 50 this year, dude.
Nice.
So you just relax on that 36.
Boy, a lot's happening to you in your
50th
year.
You just relax on that and enjoy it.
Who knew Vinny was going to be married with two kids on his 50th birthday? Well, before.
Well, his 50th year.
And wedding.
And that's what I mean. He's going to get married. He's like a grown man. He's finally married.
Two kids.
Well,
definitely don't have the same joyful anticipation for a wedding that I think most people do. It seems like, well, yeah, I feel like events overwhelm me. They definitely make me feel like, oh, God.
Did you know?
Oh, I got my invitation.
Yeah, I knew you did.
Did you know that you're getting married 2 days after the 10-year anniversary of your first date?
Yes, that was by design.
Oh, so cool.
Oh, nice.
I think it's great.
The only reason we didn't do it on the date was because it would have
been a
Thursday or everybody
something.
Who's like, great. We got to take a middle of the week day off for this stupid crap.
But then it's cheaper.
Well, I know, but it was just one of those, you can't ask people. I didn't even want to invite anybody.
How many people did you invite?
I don't know, but I was 400? Like, man, people don't want to do this.
Yes, they do. You're crazy. People love to celebrate with other people. These are like benchmarks, landmarks in your life, you know?
Yeah.
I love weddings. I think they're so, well, I can't say I love weddings universally, but when it's someone that I know and love, like I love it. They fill me with joy. I always cry.
Well, that's part of it too. Yeah.
I have a couple questions.
I really feel like I don't want to cry in front of a bunch of people.
Go ahead. And cry.
And then I asked my friend Brian, who's I was asking him to be the guy that does the ceremony. Hmm. And he's like, oh my God, I'm so honored. Yes, absolutely. You know, and then and I go, I'm afraid I'm going to cry. And he goes, oh, I cry at every wedding. I'm like, oh, great. So we're both.
You couldn't tell me that before I asked you?
Nice.
And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah. There's going to be tears.
Oh, that's going to be great.
You can't cry.
I can't wait to meet all your friends, all these friends we've heard so much about.
Man, that is awful.
All right, Hooman, you said you have a couple questions.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I don't cry.
I know, man. I used to be able to say that. Now I can't.
Is Brian officially doing the wedding?
Yes.
And how long of the list was there for people to do the wedding?
Oh, are you a little bit upset?
No, I'm not bummed out at all. I was just wondering.
Do you do that?
No, I only did it once. And I have a bunch of
rules.
Was
it easy to get ordained? I'm marrying someone this
year.
Yeah,
it's pretty
easy. Oh, you are?
Yeah, don't say. I'm not saying.
You just said.
You just said.
I will tell you
stuff right now.
I will tell you who at some point, but I'm not allowed to say.
What can you tell us about the wedding?
I can tell you it's happening.
And when is it happening?
Soon. So is it really quick? It's quick, right?
Yeah, but I found a Christian one.
Is
I mean,
Berkeley
you can just do the
married?
Universal.
No, Berkeley's not getting married.
Oh.
No.
Who could it be?
Berkeley. It's,
who
could
you don't
it
know
be
them
now? Who
can
it
I don't
be
know them?
No.
So, because I've heard it's like a 10-minute thing that you do online, and
yeah,
that's what
there's
I'm
a
looking
universal
for
church you can
okay
do.
Yeah,
great,
exactly.
Fantastic. Don't start writing down names.
Write down some names.
Don't do it.
I'm going to do it.
Just write down a few. Just a couple.
So anyway, what were your other questions, Hooman? Because I'm dying to hear what questions you have about this.
I just wanted
there,
to know,
there wasn't
yeah
a long list of people to.
Yeah, I just wanted to know who else was on the list that you were going to ask to marry you.
Well, there's a priest at our church that we go to that we considered, but the first choice was our friend Brian.
You're doing the ceremony though at the hotel.
It's all in the one spot.
In the one spot. So no
look
church ceremony and no.
I didn't have a lot of input on this thing, but one of the things I said is asking people to go to one spot,
that's
get in
normal
their cars, and drive to another spot.
It's such a drag.
It's not right.
It's normal. Oh my God, Vinny's gonna have so much fun that day. There's so many photos and
I'm just telling you, I don't
along
have
with this
great joyful anticipation.
You're gonna love it. You're gonna have a great day. Just give yourself up to it. Just
what's that
give
term? Biting
over
the bullet. Like you just. Oh God. Okay. Now where? All right. Now where?
Try to just have a good, happy look on your face.
Are you guys?
You know the thing that's really funny is my oldest daughter thinks that she's getting married too in a way that is ridiculous. She's like,
it's
I
adorable
will not be the flower girl. I will be the daughter bride. And we're like, what?
What?
The Dutter
Did you
Bride.
Just say?
That's weird.
You should explain to her why that's wrong on a lot of levels.
That is...
Dutter Bride is not a term that we use here.
You're very innocent, and we know that you don't know, but there's no Dutter Bride. Yes, I'm getting married, too. Okay.
Mm. Okay, fine.
Your mom's going to talk to you about this one.
I'm really at a loss.
Dutter Bride. Where did that come from?
I don't know, but she's got to get rid of that.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Yeah.
Well,
that's no good.
I don't think she knows what she's saying.
Right, of course not. Right. Someone needs to... But that's the problem with trying to explain something to a five-year-old is that they just take everything you say and twist it around, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't... There's no right way to say things.
She wants to wear a gown.
Well, she'll wear a pretty dress. I mean... I like, too, that the, she said the attire is casual, basically, you know.
Yeah.
Anything goes.
That's another. I had very little input, but there's a few things I was like, don't bum people out. Because she was like, should we do formal, semi, I'm like, don't bum people out, man.
Formal. Let's
she
go formal.
She said anything goes. You can go a little black dress to a simple cocktail dress. But I'm not going to wear a dress. I don't wear dresses.
Yeah, don't
I'll wear
even...
something. I'll have something cute on. Don't worry. Plus, I want to be able to dance, you know. I like to be able
oh, yeah.
to move around.
Honestly,
that's what I'm looking forward
ignore
to.
Ignore any instructions yeah. there. Wear whatever the hell you want.
Jeans and a tank top.
Fine.
Work?
Yes.
Right. All right.
Your Hawaii
Absolutely.
Shirt.
Oh, wear your Dubai shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you wear your Dubai?
It's
I would like
small.
To, as the groom, I'd like to request your Dubai shirt.
That's it's too small.
Maybe as a show, we should all wear the same color or something.
Oh, all right. I'm down with that.
Let's go orange.
You want to go pink? What do you want to do?
What? Orange? Pink? What are you guys talking about?
I look
blue.
Great in orange. Blue.
Blue washes me out.
Everything about this is so
it's you're, awesome.
Hey, Bryn,
I agree.
Yo, it's funny, dude.
Run for it, Holmes.
I'm chilling,
When's your
man?
Wedding, Bryn?
Yeah, Bryn. Give us an update on
Listen, let's
yours.
Get through Vinny's wedding and then we... Because I want to give our full concentration on each of these weddings.
Can, look, it's Anita. Put the pressure on Anita.
I'm not putting any pressure
I'm not
on
gonna,
anybody.
Well, let's pressure her when we see her at Vinny's wedding.
Okay. Hey, do you think you're going to get married this year, Bryn? Be honest for once.
Hey, Humi, you should run that by Anita. You have her number and her
Oh,
Facebook,
please do. Why don't you
Facebook
Why don't you go ahead and coordinate that?
Oh, yeah,
that.
Let's write yeah. and
tell
Anita
her
today.
You have a place.
Where?
Chaminade on the 21st. That would be so great, you guys. Just kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah,
you just
sure
make
Christina
it like
would love
make it like 10 a.m. Yeah,
yeah,
keep all the same stuff. 10 a.m. the next morning would just be like a brunch wedding.
We'll be still drunk.
Right, we'll
before.
Still be there. You won't less, you know, just a few mimosas is all we'll need, and then we'll all drive home. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Don't say that.
I'm so excited. I just can't hide.
All right, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I am. I'm totally
time.
Ready. Okay, so.
So glad that came up, though. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you going to try the button?
I'm
right?
going to try the button.
How exciting.
Uh-oh.
What did they say? Did they say the
yeah,
button?
It's
they
go.
Said
it's
they fixed it.
Do a countdown from 3, 2, 1.
All right, 3, 2.
All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. 3, 2, 1.
Ooh.
Still got the same it worked.
That was,
it did work.
Had a weird little thing at the beginning. Was that normal?
Still fighting
with my okay, sorry. That, we'll be back.
Still right, staying out too
late. It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.